Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1563, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Jury, and before more than one juror had been polled, to such an extent that the court had some difficulty in proceeding with the poll or the jury, which then in progress and not finished. Indeed, so great was the noise and confusion without that the court heard the responses of the jury during the polling with some difficulty. While you was about 10 feet from the jury, in the courtroom, shouting to the jury, lawyers, newspaper men, and officers of the court, and among them there was no disorder, ground 75, public sentiment ceased to the co-RT to be against him. The courtroom was a small room, and during the argument of the case, so far as the court could see, but every sect in the courtroom was taken, in and without the bar, and the aisles at each end of the courtroom were packed with spectators. The doors of the court and jury seats to the jury room during the sessione of the court were dependent upon, and from the jury room during the sess evening and noon were guarded in passageways made for them by the officers of court. The crowd, the ocean room, was crowded, leaving only a small space to the jury. The 16th was their argument to the jury. The jury box, when occupied by the jury, was enclosed by the crowd sitting and standing in such close proximity thereto that the whispers of the crowd could be heard during a part of the trial. When the court's attention was called to this, he ordered the sheriff to move the crowd back, and this was done. For the defense, the argument of the solicitor, Mr. Dot Arnold of counsel, and the crowd laughed in objection to the argument of the solicitor. On Saturday, prison and the audience seemed to the court. Monday, the court was considerably whether or not the verdict on with the trial during Saturday evening, or to what he should go on room, was so apparent as to cause apprehension in without shout ex court as to whether he should safely continue the trial during Saturday evening, and in making up his mind about the wisdom of thus continuing the trial, his honor conferred with while on the stand, and in the presence of the chief of police of Atlanta, and the colonel of the 5th Georgia Regiment stationed in Atlanta, conferred with his honor. In a statement press, apprehending trouble if the case continued, but the public in a request to the court that he not continue the trial on Saturday evening. The court, being this advice, felt it unwise to attend the case on Saturday evening, and so stated on Saturday morning. It was evident on Monday morning that it until Monday and not subsided, and that it was as intense and excitable as it had existed. Crowds were present, and the courthouse was in the same excited state. When the solicitor entered the courtroom, he was met with prolonged and boisterous applause, ladies and gentlemen present by stamping their feet and clapping their hands while the jury was in their room about 20 feet away. A mistrial, and while taking testimony to support it before the court, the crowd applauded when the witness testified that he did not think the jury heard the applause of the crowd on Friday of jury. Think about it was not in the courtroom, but were in the jury room. When the jury was finally charged by the court, and the once submitted to them, and when Mr. Dot Dorsey left the courtroom, a large crowd on the outside of the courthouse and in the streets cheered, yelling and clapping their hands and yelling hurrah for Dorsey. When it was announced that the jury had agreed upon a verdict, the crowd had thronged the courtroom to such an extent that the court felt bound to clear the courtroom before receiving the verdict. This the court did, but when the verdict of the jury was rendered, and as soon as it had thronged the outside of the courthouse, someone signaled down to the crowd outside what the verdict was, and the crowd on the outside raised the most boisterous approval. So great was the shouting and applause on the outside of the courtroom that some difficulty in hearing the response of the jurors as the court had some. The defendant was not in the room when the poll of the jury was rendered, his presence having been waived by his counsel. The waiver was accepted and acquiesced in by the court because of this fear of violence that might be done the defendant were he in court. E.P.